Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Eric, E-R-I-C, Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Lawson as described in my report of 12/30/22. Period. According to the additional documentation you have provided, he was seen on 2/28/18 by Dr. Skop, S-K-O-P, for cardiology evaluation. Period. He had numerous cardiovascular risk factors and atypical chest discomfort. Period. He was advised on appropriate life choice changes. Period. The following day, he did have an ultrasound for abdominal aorta that showed no evidence of same. Period. He continued to be seen by this cardiology group over the next several months through 10/28/20. Period. On that visit, he had a preoperative cardiovascular consultation. Period. On a visit of 10/28/20, Dr. Shapiro wrote he had not been to the office in over 2 years. Period. He had a history of hypertension and alcoholic cardiomyopathy secondary to heavy drinking in the past. Period. He still drinks occasionally, but nothing like he had been previously. Period. He stopped all medications, and today his blood pressure was elevated. Period. He was scheduled for back surgery, but the case was canceled, presumably for hypertension. Period. He is a former maintenance worker. Period. He's having back surgeries for workers' compensation problems. Period. New paragraph on 3/28/18. He was seen by Dr. Davis. His listed diagnoses were chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, comma, low back pain, comma, nicotine dependence, comma, essential hypertension, comma, alcoholic cardiomyopathy, still drinking and trying to quit. Appeared he was on medication including trazodone for his insomnia. Appeared he continued to be seen in this family medicine practice over the ensuing few years. Period. On 6/28/18, he had an MRI of the lumbar spine to be inserted here. Period. On 7/6/18, a comparison MRI interpretation was given by Dr. Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N, but he wrote the previously described right neural foraminal / lateral recess lesion at L3-4 shows rim enhancement and appears separate from the exiting nerve root, comma, most consistent with a sequestered disc herniation fragment. Here this impinges upon the exiting right L3 nerve root. Period. Otherwise, there was no abnormal enhancement. Period. He also had sonogram of the kidneys and bladder on 12/28/22. It showed no sonographic evidence of any acute abnormality. Period. Sonogram of the testicles showed no definable collection in vascular flow. Period. Dr. Davis continued to manage his various medical problems. Period. On 11/3/20, he listed additional diagnoses of low back pain for which he was to get surgery, along with chronic obstructive lung disease. Period. On 10/28, 20. Change that to 6/21/13. Period. A paragraph. He had a lumbar MRI on 6/29/18, and under this that I think we've already included. Period. That actually is the case, as noted in the 7/6/18 MRI as well. Period. In a paragraph on 11/1/19, the petitioner presented to Inspira emergency room, complaining of diffuse crampy abdominal pain with diarrhea for 2 weeks. Period. He did undergo lumbar spine x-rays on 11/1/19. That was compared to the previous MRI from 7/6/18 and 6/28/18. Period. It showed narrowing of the disc space between L5-S1. Period. There was small spur arising from L5-S1 anteriorly. Period. There are no fractures noted. Period. The paravertebral soft tissue shadows are normal. Period. He did undergo lumbar flexion extension views on 4/28/20. Period. These showed stable, mild overall degenerative change within the lumbar spine. Semicolon, most prominent moderate to severe degenerative disc disease at L5-S1. Period. There was subtle, minimal levoscoliosis of the lumbar spine. Period. No instability was identified on the flexion and extension views. Period. A paragraph he was seen neurologically by Dr. Skinner on 4/30/20 when he performed an EMG. Period. This was already incorporated to my prior report. Period. History and EMG and NCV were consistent with right L3-4 radiculopathy. Period. There was no evidence on exam for any other significant right lumbar or S1 radiculopathy or right low extremity neuropathy or myopathy. Period. He also came under the spine surgical care of Dr. Cataldo and Dr. Kirshner, as noted previously. Period. At that time, we were in receipt of their progress notes through 5/24/21. Period. Additional records show he returned to them on 7/14/22 with his last visit on 5/20/21. Period. He did not have any physical therapy. Period. It was noted on 2/15/21 and went L3-4 decompression and laminectomy by Dr. Cataldo. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 7/15/22. Period. X-rays on 5/2/23, found mild to moderate degenerative disc disease and facet joint hypertrophy at L4-5 and L5-S1, semicolon, minimal ventral bony ridging at L2-3 and L3-4, semicolon, mild / moderate calcified plaque, abdominal aorta, and common iliac arteries. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. With any additional documentation provided, it is evident Mr. Lawson underwent low back surgery on 5/20/21. Period. The typing of that mentioned in a progress note has some gibberish computer interference. Period. It appears he underwent L3-4 decompression and laminectomy, but it is unclear at which or how many levels. period. In 2022, he continued to see Dr. Kirshner. Period, updated diagnostic studies had been performed. Period. New paragraph. If not already offered, he has 10 to 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. Interestingly, the petitioner was known to have symptoms in the lower back before the incident of 10-12-19. Period. This was seen in the serial lumbar MRIs he had on 6-29-18, 7-6-18, and 11, scratch that, and 7-6-18. Period. He did have a lumbar MRI at 11-1-19 while at the emergency room. Period. And underline this, that is likely not the case.